Bedtime Bites presents The Lake That Reflected Dreams. High up in the mountains, where the clouds liked to rest their tired wings, there lived a little girl named Eve, who loved two things more than anything: asking questions and skipping stones. Eve had curly brown hair that bounced when she walked, and she wore bright yellow rain boots every single day, even when it wasn't raining. "You never know when you might need them," she'd say with a knowing nod. One especially peaceful evening, when the sky was painted soft pink and lavender, Eve's grandmother took her hand. "Come with me," Grandma whispered. "I want to show you something magical." They walked up a winding path lined with wildflowers that closed their petals for bedtime. They passed sleepy rabbits and drowsy birds settling into their nests. Finally, they reached a place Eve had never seen before, a perfectly round lake surrounded by tall, gentle pine trees. "This," said Grandma, "is the lake that reflected dreams." Eve peered at the water. It was so still, so smooth, it looked like a giant mirror lying on the ground. "It's beautiful," she breathed. "But Grandma, how can a lake reflect dreams? Dreams aren't real things you can see." Grandma smiled her warm, crinkly smile. "That's what makes this lake so special. Come closer and look." Eve stepped to the water's edge, carefully, so carefully, and gazed down. At first, she saw only her own face looking back at her. But then something wonderful happened. The water began to shimmer with soft, glowing colors. Eve saw herself flying on the back of a friendly dragon with scales like opals. Then the image changed, and she was conducting an orchestra of singing whales. Then she was building a castle made entirely of books, each one a different color of the rainbow. "Grandma," Eve gasped, "I see them. I see my dreams." "Every dream you've ever had lives here," Grandma explained, sitting on a smooth rock nearby. "The lake keeps them safe." As they watched together, other things appeared in the water. Eve saw her dream of becoming a doctor who healed stuffed animals. She saw her dream of inventing a machine that turned rainy days into chocolate milk. She even saw a tiny dream she'd almost forgotten, the one about teaching fireflies to spell her name in the dark. "But Grandma," Eve asked, sitting beside her, "what happens to dreams when we forget them?" "They don't disappear," Grandma said softly. "They rest here, in the quiet water, waiting. Sometimes, when you need them most, they come back to you. Dreams are patient like that." A gentle breeze rippled across the lake, and the dreams swirled together like watercolors mixing on a painter's palette. Eve noticed that the water wasn't just showing her dreams. She could see fish swimming below, and clouds drifting in the reflection of the sky above. Everything was connected, all in the same magical place. "Can I add a new dream?" Eve whispered, as if speaking too loudly might break the spell. "Of course," Grandma nodded. "Just think it, and the lake will keep it safe." Eve closed her eyes and thought very hard about her newest dream: a world where every child had a grandmother as wonderful as hers, and where every evening could be as peaceful as this one. When she opened her eyes, the water glowed a warm golden color, like honey in sunlight. "That's a beautiful dream," Grandma said, squeezing Eve's hand. As the sun began to set behind the mountains, the lake's surface turned deeper shades of purple and blue. Stars started appearing both in the sky and in the water's reflection, until Eve couldn't tell where the real sky ended and the reflection began. "Time to head home, my dear," Grandma said gently. "The dreams need their rest too. Will they still be here tomorrow?" Eve asked, taking one last look. "Always, Grandma. Dreams never,"